From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. Each week we bring you stories about life on the final 87 miles of I-95 in our End of the Road series. This week we bring you one of the go-to party stories for Alice and Neil Robertson. Neil is an attorney and Alice runs the Miami Downtown Development Authority. The two have been married for 27 years. Kenny Malone interviewed each separately and has pieced back together the Robertsons' harrowing tale.
There are details of this story that Alice and Neil don't quite agree on.
Alice and I were relatively recently married. We were a couple of yuppies driving a Volvo.
This is about 20 years ago.
I think 86, somewhere. We got married in 1986.
We were on our way to a wedding on a Saturday afternoon.
Sunday, yeah. We're on our way to a wedding.
At Little Flower in Coral Gables.
Coral Gables Church of the Little Flower.
So it's Saturday. Or Sunday, 20 or 30 years ago. But the Robertsons were going to a wedding, and they agree that they were disagreeing.
I remember my husband and I were having a fight, as a matter of fact. We were running late to this wedding.
Or at least, according to Alice, we were running late. I don't know. I don't remember why we were late, but I know I was getting the blame for being late.
So I was like, we need to get there.
The wedding is at 3 o'clock. We're not going to get there on time.
I'd hate to arrive late.
We're going to miss the beginning of the wedding. We're going to have to sit at the back of the church.
He's saying, well, you know, we can't always be on time on these things, you know.
Just on and on and on, you know, one thing after another like that.
Neil is driving quickly. He pulls onto 195, headed to merge onto I-95.
And I'm probably not paying as close attention as I should because I'm getting chewed out for being late. And after I pulled onto this, I get this loud horn honk. I think I probably cut this guy off.
I don't think we did.
And that's when he comes roaring up alongside us.
So it was on my side of the car, and he pulled alongside of there.
And I think Alice said something that made me look at him.
I said, oh, my God, he's got a gun.
And I look over past her. She's to my right.
I ducked.
And I see this gun.
Pointed at us.
First thought in my mind was, holy what the heck?
You go from an innocent moment to all of a sudden looking at some violent person for no reason, a stranger, wanting to harm you. And I was just scared out of my mind.
So I hit the gas. That got nowhere because the Volvo just doesn't accelerate at all. And then Alice tells me that I then
slowed down so that the guy just went off and left us in the dust. So
it was a moment. We were just stunned, shocked, and our nerves were coming all undone. For a while, it was just silence. And it did end the argument about running late. The more important thing came up.
Far more important than whether or not you're a few minutes late.
You know, hey, we're lucky we're alive, you know?
The Robertsons tell this story all the time, but they don't necessarily tell it to show that people are crazy, life is short, and that marital fights are stupid.
We went south down to the Church of the Little Flower. And
by the time we get there,
right at 3 o'clock,
we
pull up right
in front
of
the
church. Premium parking spot, run right into this church, and I look.
There's nobody here. And they're still setting up the flowers.
45 minutes later, the bride came down the aisle. So we wasted 45 minutes and got a gun pointed at us because we thought we were late for an event. We hadn't gotten used to how Miami works on time.
And so goes the story of how Alice and Neil Robertson learned the valuable lesson of Miami time. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.